Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Great day to be in church today. Delighted to share in George and Rebecca's Baptism Sunday. So special to have been part of their journey. Pentecost Sunday. What is Pentecost? Pentecost means 50. 50 days from Jesus' resurrection. But how did we get here and what happened that day? Here's just a condensed timeline to help you see how Jesus came to earth and how his story panned out. Jesus was born to Mary and Joseph after an angel appeared to Mary to tell her she was with child. Jesus grew and told many parables, he healed, he performed miracles, and he himself was baptized. Jesus was arrested, crucified, and then rose from the grave 3 days later. Jesus then ascended to heaven 40 days after his resurrection, which takes us to Pentecost Sunday. In the time of the apostles, there was a great and grand harvest celebration. The streets of Jerusalem was clogged with thousands of pilgrims who had come from every point of the compass to celebrate the goodness of God and the bringing of the wheat harvest. And it's just like the great celebrations we've seen in the news this weekend, celebrating the Jubilee for Her Majesty the Queen, 75 years in reign. And we've seen people gather in the streets of London to celebrate that moment. Let's take a look first at Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father has promised you, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit." And then moving on to Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 16. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each one of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. At the time, there was devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. "How can this be?" they exclaimed. And verse 5 goes on to tell us that the people gathered from all over the earth. "And we all hear these people speaking in our own languages about the wonderful things that God has done." They stood there, amazed and perplexed. "What can this mean?" they asked each other. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, "They're just drunk, that's all." Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 apostles and shouted at the crowd, "Listen carefully, all of you fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about this. These people are not drunk, as you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is much too early for that. No, what you see was predicted a long time ago by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in heavens above and signs on earth below, blood and fire, billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood red before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You see, these believers had come together in unity, in one accord with each other. Even though they were speaking in different languages, each understood what was being said because they were speaking through the power of the Holy Spirit. And just as they had gathered for this festival from all corners of the earth, we read that suddenly that sound of heaven coming rushing into the room. And it was a moment that they didn't see coming. They had gathered as believers. And I'm asking you this morning, have you ever had a suddenly moment? Well, just the last week there at Apex Youth, I had a suddenly moment. I had a moment that I did not see coming. It was literally in the blink of an eye. I was trying to get to Chaz as we were trying to get the Primary 7 Mega Kids back to the church. And as I was crossing the centre floor, suddenly, literally, I blinked. And then I got a black eye from an incoming table tennis bat. A moment that I didn't see coming, but I sure did feel the impact of it. And let's just think for a minute. In that moment, that impact. In that moment in the room with the believers, picture yourself being there. What that looked like. What it must have felt like being in that group of believers when the Holy Spirit fell. That was just such a beautiful moment. They had gathered together. They were a body. They were there for the impartation of the Spirit, to see the Spirit move in and through them, so they could then declare in their own tongues, as the Holy Spirit enabled them, the goodness of God and what he had done. Back in November, I was struck down with COVID. And at that time, I had a 10-day stretch in isolation. Now, it's not such a hard task when you've got Stephen running after you 24/7. And just at that time, Storm Arwen came into the UK. It really came in like the mighty Russian wind. And I was warm in my room. I had Netflix and I had Stephen 24/7 on call for everything that I needed. Storm Arwen caused so much destruction in the UK over that few days, and the impact of that lasted for a few weeks. Homes were without power. Trees were obliterated. It caused so much damage. But the power of the Holy Spirit is quite the opposite. Although he came in that room as a mighty rushing wind, he is very strong but yet gentle. The Holy Spirit is very powerful to empower. And the power of the wind is a mighty thing. You see, from my room, I could see what the power of the wind was doing. I could hear the wind roaring from inside. I could hear the noise it was making. But I couldn't feel the power of it because I hadn't felt the effect of it as I was inside. And this made me think about my life before I knew Jesus. You see, when I was young, I could see the effect that Jesus had on other people's lives. I'd heard all about him at home, at church and in Sunday school. But I hadn't experienced him for myself until I said yes to him, until I had that stirring in my heart when I was a 9-year-old girl and I felt the effect of the Holy Spirit stirring me, and I knew that I had to respond to Jesus. And John 3:16 tells us that, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. When we read in the New Testament, in that passage of Acts, it demonstrates that those gathered in the upper room, they were in unity. They wanted to be there. And when there's a gathering of believers in one mind, the Spirit of the Lord will move. And as we read, it moved mightily. And again, let's just picture this morning, a room like this. You've all chosen to be here this morning. You've maybe chosen to be here to see George and Rebecca being baptized. And the Spirit of the Lord is with us here in this room. And when we imagine what the upper room looked like, I've also thought about the room in St. Paul's on Friday. As they led that service and that tribute to the Queen, St. Paul's, I'm sure, is a far contrast to what the upper room looked like. The upper room had a gathering of believers. St. Paul's have had a gathering through invitation. But there's an invitation here for you this morning. Doesn't have to come from a queen, because it's coming from Jesus himself. Jesus said that he is the way, the truth and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through him. And I read an article recently about a young man from Wales called Evan Roberts. Evan was born in 1879 in South Wales. In his youth, he was hungry for a new visitation of God. Although he was well read in the Bible, he wasn't very well educated. And at the age of 11, he went to work in the coal mines. Evan lived in a world where God, heaven and spiritual powers was very real to him, and he would spend hours in prayer enjoying fellowship with God. For 11 years he prayed for a new revival and spoke of how in a vision he'd seen a piece of paper with the figure of 100,000 written on it, the number of souls who would be saved. In early 1900, Evan started to train to be a minister. But as revival started breaking out across Wales, he stopped his studies and began preaching in chapel meetings. Soon the numbers attending grew into thousands. Evan led many people in prayer, repentance and testimony. Sometimes he preached, sometimes he simply prayed. His message was simple. Confess your sin through Christ. Reject every habit you are doubtful about. And be ready immediately to obey the Holy Spirit and publicly confess Christ as Lord. Thousands of lives was transformed. And then in Wales, crime figures decreased. And the mine pit ponies even struggled to make sense of the commands that were being given because there wasn't any bad words being used. Evan's faithfulness to God in prayer and devotion led to that revival in Wales. And it started with his desire to see lives transformed. Evan had a personal and passionate relationship with God. His life and ministry were of utter sincerity, and it was one marked with deep sacrifice. Remember at the start, he prayed faithfully for 11 years. He said yes to Jesus, and people gathered. He was faithful in his prayers, and the people came, and the Holy Spirit was among them. The same Holy Spirit who is with us here today. Jesus told them in Acts that in a few days they would have a helper, the Holy Spirit. And Jesus told them to wait and receive that gift. And those gathered that day, as Peter preached after that passage we read, 3,000 was added. 3,000 was saved that day. And he told us to go into all the world so we could declare his truths and people would become followers of Jesus. There's an invitation here today too. We can receive the experience of Pentecost. We too can receive the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit by receiving Jesus. I believe today there are people here, people watching, who are looking for hope. I believe there are people who have tried to make everything in life work, and you're still searching for answers. I'm here to tell you there is only one person who can come alongside you and help you, Jesus. There is no other name. There is no one else can meet you where you're at and help you like Jesus can. And I believe that The Holy Spirit is working on hearts right now, stirring up inside you, and you know that you need to respond to Jesus. And then there are those who are still to be baptized. You love Jesus, you've said yes, and you've declared you want him to be Lord of your life. But are you going to follow that act of obedience and be baptized just as Jesus was, and publicly declare that he is your Lord of Lords? And I believe as hearts are stirred just now, that there are hearts that need to be renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit. You maybe haven't been walking with him as you should. You've maybe strayed from him. You've maybe not kept the walk that you should have. And he's saying to you this morning, come back to me. I'm here waiting for you with open arms.